Today is Daf Kuf Kuf. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Dasko family, Zeicha Nishmas, David Tzvi ben David Mordechai. The Silver family, Zeicha Nishmas ben Yamin ben Mordechai. And the Schutzvah Refuah Shleim from Shana Basi, Masarachal Devora. All right, we brought down a machlokas yesterday between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's whether or not the hair can be viewed on the hair on the hide can be viewed as a yad or a shomer. So we learned that machlokas, that the machlokas learned out from a brisa. We learned that yesterday, and now we said the machlokas we'd even be learned out from our Mishnah. The Ika the Masnilan, some learned the machlokas from Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Ika the Masnilan, I must listen on our from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says what? Our Mishnah says haor. Skin, that rotate, that kippa, the fule. The fule is the important part, which is the atzamos, which is the bones, right? So you have the bones, and inside the bones there is moach, there is marrow. So mitzarf, these items are mitzarf with the basar that became tameh to create a shear of a kavetza, the tameh tumas othlim. So then the whole combined piece can become tumas othlim. And the reason why the bones are mitzarf here is because we did shomer, not we did yad. Because if it was we did yad, you wouldn't have tzivut. So we're clearly talking about shomer. So Amar Reish Lakish says lo shad. They didn't say this thing that the bones are mitzarif with the ochel. We did shomer ela be'etzim. That only comes implies if it's a bone, to have a shomer, because the bone is a shomer for the food, which is the moach inside. Aval nima, but a hair that is connected to the meat, a hair connected to the meat, lo have a shomer. That is not going to be considered shomer. Rashi says the lomit starf, and therefore it won't combine. The ain shomer agavi shomer, because the hair is on top of the skin, which is on top of the meat. But the shomer agavi shomer, which we learned out yesterday, is not considered a shomer. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Afilu neima nami havi shomer. Even this little hair, even this hair can be considered a shomer. So according to the now it continues the same as yesterday. Amar le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan umi ika shomer agavi shomer. How do you have the concept of a shomer, a gabe shomer? The hair is a shomer for the meat, but on top of the shomer of the hide. So Reish Lakish answers him, chalchule mechalchel. No, they're talking about where the hair penetrates all the way through, all the way through the hide until it hits the meat. So they see that they themselves are shomer for the basar, not that it's shomer gabe shomer. They themselves are the shomer. According to this, it's talking about if you say that when it comes to hide, the hair penetrates all the way through, tefillin heichas even. How do you write tefillin? How do you write tefillin? How do you write all these things? How do you write them? Habaino, we need ksivatama, we need complete ksivan. If you have these holes, if you pull out the hair, then you would have these holes go all the way through, then you would write, there would be some sort of, you know, it would be disjointed. It would be a smooth writing. It's the same thing. We could do masala machisim. The whole Shachmataria, yesterday the Shachmataria was on a bright, so now it's in the Shachmataria based on our Mishnah. So Masala Ravacha says it's a Magashir's dream.
They both do the same thing.
It's like an Ikadami. So Masala Ravacha, Ella Mayata, it's filling Hechi Kasivan, Hydrak Sivan, how about Inak Sivatam with Lekon? You don't have it. He forgot, Pad Arim Barava, that which was said in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Nekiv, any hole, Shadio over love. Anytime that any hair that the ink goes across it, and you don't see, I guess, the skipping from the hole, ain't no nekev, that's not considered a hole. And since it appears like one os, that's considered chashit, that's a ksiva tama. And even if the hair goes all the way through the skin, the or is kosher for ksiva tefillin because it looks like it is one continuous writing. So Esri, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. So now Rabbi Yochanan turns the tables and asks on Reish Lakish, who holds that the neima is not a shomer. He says, it is a shomer, but it's a shomer agave shomer. He quotes the Mishnah on the kuf of Dalit, or sheyishalav kezayis basar. So you have a hide that has on it a kezayis basar that is nevela. Hanogeya bitziv. If someone touches like a strand of meat, hayotze mimeno, the meat has a little string that comes off it. You touch that meat, uvisa'arosha kenegdo, or you touch the hair that is on the opposite side of this meat. So you're touching the hair. Tame, you are tame. Well, wait a second. Why are you tame if you're touching the hair? Right? My lab, you should be shomer. Must mean it's a shomer. The hair is a shomer. You touched it. You have a shear here. So you have a shear. So you see that the neima is a shomer. So Reish Lakish says, no. What's the answer going to be? It's not mitzvah shomer. It's mitzvah yad. Okay? He says, no, mishum yad. It's mishum yad. Really? It's mishum yad? What's the hair going to do? What's the piece of hair going to be? Yeah, you're going to hold the meat by that hair. You pick it up, it probably falls out. Nema achas lamai chazia. What is one hair good for? How much protection can? How much? What can we do? It's not a handle. So to the Amar Rabbi Law, it's like Rabbi Law said. This time Rabbi Law, it was Mefaris the Mishnah Uksin, right? Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. The Malai Shabain Malayim, talking about a stalk amongst many stalks, a bristle amongst many bristles. So I guess you grab all of them as opposed to one. So it's used as a yad, grabbing all of them. So if you touch one of them, you're still going to become tamei. Hachanami b'neima b'ein adimin. It's one name that need. There were many hairs, I guess, going through that were used as a yad that you could pick up and hold. And you touch one of those, that's what became tamei. So it's within yad, not midin shomer. It's no longer a question on reish lakish. If you're not touching the food item itself, and you're becoming tamei, it has to be either a yad or a shomer, one or the other. If it's not, because the Mishnah Uksin said, if it's neither yad, neither a shomer, it's not tam, it's not mitami, it's not mitzarim. That was the Mishnah Uksin that we saw on Friday. Or no, Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Uksin that says, right? Mishnah Uksin says, it's not hasam kosher who yad v'lo shomer tami mitami, maybe ain't mitzarim. A yad can import and export tumah. Right, then it says shomer, if you know it's not a yad, can import, export, and mitzarev. If it's not a yad, it's not a shomer, it's not tamei, it's not a tamei. It doesn't do anything. Yeah, it has to be either one or the other. The heicha itmar de Rabbi Ula. Well, we're bringing down Rabbi Ula all the time. So where was Rabbi Ula's statement made? Ahad, it's not. It's been written on what was mentioned in that Mishnah Uksin, which said, ha milay shevin shivolin. What'd you call it again? A bristle. A bristle amongst the bristles. Mitamin. I guess the mitamin, other people can touch it. Umitamin, and it brings in the tumah. The aim mitstarfin, but they're not mitstarfin. So if it's not mitstarfin, you know right away, it's not a shomer. It's midin yad. So again, they ask Malai, this bristle of my kazya, what is it good for? Amar Milah, Vimilai, Shebein Milai. I'm talking about a bristle amongst the bristles. You touch one of them, if you become tamei. However, it's not, well, there is only one. There are multiple bristles, and those are used for a yad. Okay, the Mishnah now the Mishnah listed a bunch of items that were mitzdarif. So we said that the rotev is mitzdarif with the basar to create the shear. Again, if you're creating a shear, you're obviously talking about something open. So, sorry, you're talking about shomer, because to create a shear and also talking about something open. But creating a shear is only done by a shomer. So my rotev, what is the rotev? So amarava, the rotev is shumna. It's some sort of fat over the liquefied parts of the meat. It's a fat of it. So, Amalei Abaye, who asks more Yitamei Tumas Ofen? Wait a second. I'm talking about this fat item. Well, that itself should be considered something that is open. And wouldn't you only have it to be mitzarev? It itself should be Yitamei Tumas Ofen. It's a food item. So, Ella Chelev. I don't know. Ella Chelev de Krish. Some sort of juice, I don't know, that comes out and solidifies. What does he define it as? Chelev de Krish. No, that's just what Rashi says. Lacha hayotim in habasar shakoin glira. It's this congealed item, I guess, that's not opal by and of itself. So, right. Okay. Well, we said over here that these things combine, even though they're not, the Mishnah had mentioned, these things combine, even though they're not Oakland, they will combine with Oakland. So these things, that's the whole condition of the Mishnah, these things that are not considered Oakland, Rashi says, Mipneshu Shomer. These things are combined with the Shomer. But Abai is saying, what do you mean? They say this is combined with the Shomer, this in and of itself is a food item. A shomer, a kezias of shomer in by itself is nothing. So here is the, according to this, if the rotate is by itself, it's not matamit shumas olsen. Abai said, well, you're talking about this, whatever item is in the shumna, it should be itself considered food. So no, he's talking about the chel of the krish. So my ira the krish, why does Abai say that it has to be krish, that it has to be congealed? It looks like my daughter's colored all over my car now.
Ki lo krish. Even if it didn't congeal, it should be mitzdarif with the ochel. Even if it's still, I guess, in a liquefied form, the Amar Reish Lakish says, seer. Seer is some sort of liquid that comes out from the vegetables. Seer al gabe yarek. Rashi says, seer shal gabe yarek. Mashke hayotzi min a yarek. That's one. Lashon achar, seer shal you might be lamacham at seer, or with some sort of dip. Yeah, some sort of condiment that you dip. Right? Seer shal al gabe yarek. Mitzdarif likhusevis b'yom kippurim. It combines with the vegetable to create the shear of seves, which is the shear that you have on for violating a fiva on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, the apple gav de lo karish, even though it's not congealed, keva de bahadi okel, since this is the way you eat it, mechaber okelhu. It's combined and becomes okel. So why would Yom Kippur can be liquid and here it's not liquefied? So Gemara says, no, because the difference in the din of a fiva on Yom Kippur. Again, the halakha of Yom Kippur is classified not as an Isra Chila, but as a din of Inui. Very different. The Gemara says, Hasam, by Yom Kippur, Mishimetuve Daitinu. Right? It's because of Yishiva Das. You're no longer hungry. The Chachamim were Meshar, that shear is a Kosevis. Rashi says, Hasam, time of the Yom Kippur, Lav Mishim Uchlahu. It's not because of eating. Zinami Lav Uchla, even if you didn't eat, even if it's not food, Kevin Dimyasva Daitin Mechayev. If you had Yishiva Das, from that, what you ingested, your chayim. The halosu unexiv, the zelo his anis. Like, you have to have inoi, and this guy didn't have inoi. Aval hacha, in our case, ochel mishkat mashke, food items and liquid items, ain't mitzdarfim. They can't combine the lav shavi shir item, because they don't have the same measurement. They're not the same shear. Viafel, the hasan nam tan, ochel mishasa, shasa, ain't mitzdarfim, hani mila, ochel mishasa, the kano derbun, the lo miyasa, dain to hafi. Aval tzir, so gav yerek, kimu derbun, the miyasa. These two items together, Chachamim decided that these are going to be miyashiv dais. So hasam mishum yisudasu. So becholdehu miyashiv dais. Hachla mishum yisprufehu. You need combination. So ikirish, if it congealed, then the food is mitzdarif with the other food, with the meat. E lokirish, if it is still liquid, lo mitzdarif. It will not be mitzdarif with the yerek, because these two things are not combinable. I don't care if they're combinable, because you're not talking about the chila. You're talking about violating inui. Okay. So now the next thing is this is a mitzvah. There's a machlokas for showing whether or not they're a mitzvah for God by making a bracha upon them. Are they considered, like, is the tzirut done here only to say that this is tumah, or do you say that it's mitzvah for everything? And now if you had the shear, you would tie it for a bracha upon as well. Bracha is showing you have to make an kosher. Bracha upon you have to have a certain whatever the shear is. So with the combination of the hikrish and the food item, force you to make a bracha achrona. The hakipa, the Mishnah says. The kipa is some sort of sediment. The Gemara says, my kipa, amar rabba, kipa is pirma. Pirma seems to be some sort of little small pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. So I think that's what it says the kipa is. Rashi says, kipa is pun dar lav daksha basar. Shetzolo yisod hakadera shekorin funderalia funderala. What the French is. So Amalei Abaye says to them, who tumas who batri tumas himself? Little pieces of meat to meat. So what in itself will be tumas himself. What you need to do people within of Shomer. So Ella Amara Papa Tavlin. It's talking about spices. You know, spices that are made, put on the condiments, basil and all these things that you put on to be mitzvah. That they're not food items by themselves, but with the they combine. With the food, they're not necessarily shomer. We learned that from the three psukim that there is a ruach sheizareya. Learned that all these items. Okay. The Gemara is now going to deal with a bunch of machlos asuros that their iser is said in the Torah b'loshon achila, and the din is that your chayev, even if you melted them or you melted them and they turn into liquids as well, and your chayev for drinking them, you know, it says b'loshon achila. So not hasam. We learn over there in the Mishnah. It's not really a Mishnah, it's a Brisa of Menachos, from Daf Kaf Aleph. Hikva, if you harden Es Hadam, you harden the blood, you congeal the blood, Va'achalo, and you ate it. Oshe Himcha Es Hachelev Ugmo, or you sort of liquefied the fats, and you swallowed them, you drank them, you're still Chayiv, because you're Chayiv either for Dam, or for Chelev. So what does it mean, Hikva? that you solidified the blood. Rashi says hikla is hikrisha agave or. You use the fire, right? You hooked it up. Tosa says it can't be. He says hikifu b'chama. It has to be done by the sun, but he claims if you do it by or, but by or, lo, the dam shabishlo ain't over a lot. If you cook blood, he says you're not violating the issue of blood. That's a machlokus regarding the isra of achilas dam. Not for now. So bishlo hikva esadam ba'achlo. It understand why if you congealed or you cooked the blood and it became solid and you ate it, you're chayev. Because keva the akpe, once it solidifies, achshuve achshuve, it is still considered blood. I don't know, achshuve achshuve. You, by doing this to it, I guess you've made it now significant. I don't know why this has become significant. Yeah, but you want it when you melt the. But then the Gemara says, "Ela himcha esachev gumau." If you melt the fat and you drink it, why you chayiv achilik sivve? It says achilik. The father says kochelu shor v'kasev eiz lo sochelu. Right, you're not allowed to eat it. And the hal of achilahi, and this is not considered achila. So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says Amar Kra. The pasuk says it says kikol ochel. It says v'nichrusa had nefesh alchelas me'amea. He says the word nefesh is extraneous, and nefesh is larabos as hashosa. It comes to include even the one who drinks this food stuff, because nefesh is the lashon that you get taiva in your nefesh that you satisfy, you get hana. The Torah is marvin. The isra chelav includes even any case where there is yishuv hadas in the person, any type of ingestion that provides you with some sort of hana, and that includes drinking. Right? Rashi says, "L'rabos ha'nefesh ha'shosa." We niksiv v'nichsa nefesh, nefesh mashma kol davar hamiyayshiv dato shel adam v'afilu shosa. Well, so why is it different than the evil and the different? Right. So that's the eating, and nefesh includes drinking. The dumb. They answer because right. So maybe that's the answer. It's most local dumb. Typically, the way you ingest dam is liquid, and you would drink it. So therefore, if you make it into a solid, you have no kasha. The other way around, lotos and lochelev, because maybe that's what it is. Right, good point. So the Gemara says, "Honey, Nami, we have another bright and similar to this. The gabe chametz kai gavna with gabe chametz in this instance, right? So him chahu. Somehow, I guess you soaked a piece of bread in water and you turned it completely into liquid. Ugamao." Right, and you drank it. Im chametzu, if that piece of bread or dough was chametz, so anush karis, you are chayev karis for drinking it because you just ate chametz on Pesach. The im matzahi, let's say it was a piece of matzah, ein adam yotze by the chavasa be Pesach. You're not yotze yechovah with this matzah and Pesach. So isn't it a lot that you can't swallow it? You're supposed to put it in water. I guess you don't make it all the way into a liquid. You sort of still maintain pieces. What? The people who say it holds the brush, I'll put it the flavor I eat in the brush, but the people in the brush don't say it's the minnow. I mean, just because they say it's your heart and God, it doesn't mean they're right. If you ask the people who hold it, they mean it's a minhag. It's not a chumrah. It's not. Gemara's not going to say that. You're right. You're not yotzi yidei chovasa. Okay. The Gemara says bishlama im matzi yotzi yidei chovasa. When you say if it's matzah, you're not yotzi yidei chovasa. The Pesach, why? Because it says shivus lechem oni. It has to be lechem oni. Bread of affliction on Merachmana. I love lechemi. This isn't lechem. This isn't bread. It's liquid now. Ella im chametz u'anish karetz. Why are you getting karetz? Achilik shivei. Supposed to eat karetz. Don't say anything about drinking karetz. So Amish Lakish, Amakra, Kichol, it says, Pasuk says, Kichol ochel chametz etipsra, ha-nefesh, ha-mi Yisrael, the nefesh is l'rabos is a shosa. That's why we have the chametz. Pitani nami, you have the same din, l'gabe, nivlas of tahor, ki agavna. By the nevela of an of tahor, that is metane you, to basically run, metane the clothing that you're wearing when you swallow it. Him chahu, is you cut the gazayis piece, and you cook it on the flame, and then somehow you drink it. You're still tummy, right? You cook it on the flame, you're still tummy if you drink that piece. The chama, but if you cook it in the sun and you drink it, it is no longer to the tummy, and if you drink it, you are tahor. So Amar Reish Lakish, so the Gemara Sabavinava, they ask it, they can question. Achilik Sivei, it says, Lashon Achilik, right? The Pasuk says, the Zelo Trefalo Yochal Atamava. And here you're not eating it, you're drinking it. So why are you drinking it? So Amar Reish Lakish Amakra, again, it says the whole Nefesh. I should talk on the Zelo Trefalo Yochal from Gerber Kibis, because of the Chatzumayim, the Chamed Arvitz Ahir. Right? It's the whole Nefesh. The Ravis is Joseph. To include the one who drinks it. Aye, if it's even if it's drinking it, so what's the difference between cooking it in the fire and a flame and cooking it in the sun? He says, Ihakli Bachamanami. Bachami is Rufi Masa. If we've got a piece of meat and it gets cooked by the sun, it's gross. What's gross? That Nifsom Echilas Adam. If it's Nifsom Echilas Adam, you won't give it to a guy, so therefore it's not going to be food, and it's not going to be Metamiyu. Rashi says, Bachama is the Gamal Tamar first. Okay, now we had it all these cases. Now, right, we learned it. We learned this whole thing about the drinking, the gabe the blood, the gabe the drinking was by the fat, by the chalev, and then we learned it again by the chametz, and now we learned it again by the nevela, that nefesh includes shaziyah. So why do we need all three? So we're going to go back and explain the three things. We need all three. The ikas of rachmana chalev, if the Torah had just written the iser gabe the chalev, the teacher that drinking is also you violate, so lo chametz lo asmine, I would not have been able to learn chametz from chalev. Came low, high, so low, shasa kosher. We would say the reason why chametz had the violation of drinking it is because it's more chamor, because it never had a shasa, because the chametz had a shasa kosher, then because it was mutter before Pesach. And since maybe chalev is more chamor than chametz, you wouldn't be able to learn chametz from chalev. See, the chalev has a problem with drinking, but chametz does not. And nevela, you wouldn't be able to learn nevela from chalev, lo asimine, shekain anush kares. Because the chalev is more chamor, because if you violate chalev, there's a kares penalty attached to it, as opposed to nevela. So then the Gemara says, okay, ikas of chametz, so let's write the whole iser by drinking by chametz, and learn out nevela and chalev from chametz. So chalev lo asimine, why shekain mo hutter michlolo? Because chametz is a complete prohibition. There's no place where chametz is mutter on Pesach. Chalev, we know it's mutter mechlolo. We have the chayil, we have a couple of times. Chalev is mutter. Unevela lo asimine why shekain anush kares. The difference is that by chametz, if you violate chametz, you have an iser kares. So therefore, chametz is more chametz than nevela. People learn it out. So go the other way. Because of the third way, because of one of the nevela, learn it out by nevela that if you melt it and drink it, you chayev. So you won't be able to learn the other two. Hanach lo asimine. Shekain mitama. No, the chumra by nevela, that's mitama adam. These other items are not mitama anybody. See, because of the chumra tumma, that's the reason why nevela has the extra chumra of drinking it. So you can't learn out, you can't have one and learn the other two. So Gemara says, fine, chadim echad lo asya, heisi chadim mitamta. Let's just write two and learn the third one from it. So Gemara says, hi, Tasi. Okay, which two are we going to learn? Which one are we not going to write and learn from the other ones? So Gemara says, lo litlo brachmana b'nevela. Don't write the Isser by Nevela, Vitesei Mehanach, and learn the Vela from Chalev in Chametz. And we'll say, just like Chalev and Chametz are Asr Rachila, and if you melt them and you drink it, you're Chayev, so too I'll bring Nevelas Oftar, that's Asr Rachila, and if you melt it down and drink it in a liquefied form, you'll be Chayev. No, we don't for that. Malahanach, what's the Chumra by Chalev in Chametz? Shekin on his Karis. They're more Chumra, because if you eat those, your violation is caught. The violation, the punishment they set out is Karis. So that's why it's more chumer, and if you drink a liquefied form, you get your ophilic iser. Okay? So lo litter af one of the chametz. Don't write the iser by chametz, mit teisei mehanach, and learn it out from chalev and nevela. But no, chalev and nevela can have another. Don't say that the tzad ha-shavahem is that they are asurim v'achila, and if you melt them, you're also chayev. We'll say no, the tzad ha-shavah is malahanach, shekein lo ha-isalahem, shas ha-koshim. Those things are never asur, never mutter. Chametz had a shas ha-koshim. 2 minutes ago, 1 second ago, it was mutter. But maybe the chum, that's why, since those things never had a shasa kosher, not having a shasa kosher is a chum. So not having a shasa kosher, these two things are a chum. That's why they had the violation for drinking. So go lick the rachman of the chalev. Don't learn, write it in chalev, but taste it in hanach, and learn chalev from chametz and nevela. So no, ma lahanach shekein lo hutzul mechlala. There's no hutzul mechlala, there's no type of chametz. There's no type of nevela that is mutter, as opposed to chalev, which there is a type of chalev that is mutter. So the Gemara says, wait a second, tomar the chalev shechutzur mechlalo. So umaynihu, where is the chalev that the Gemara says is chutzur mechlalo? Where is the chalev that's mutter? So ilema chalev behema, if you're telling me that the chalev behema of a carbon, how is the chalev behema carbon mutter? Lagavoa, because you burn it on the mizbeah.
And we know from Hingel that the Mizbeach is considered a Mechila. Right? So
therefore you say maybe it's Mutter. So in the Vela Nami Yishtarai, the Torah also allows you in the Vela the Gabe, the Shulchan Gavoa. What's that? Melikas Oh, the Gavoa. When I do Malika on a bird, if I do Malika outside the base of Mikdash, well, that's in the Vela. But in the base of Mikdash, it's totally fine. So you see, so don't tell me that the Chumra is that Hutter Miflolo of the Chaleb is going on the Mizbeach. Well, then you have the Vela's Hutter Miflolo also on the Mizbeach.
So Allah, no, it's Chaleb Chaya Lehejo. It's the Chaleb that we thought was the Chaleb Chaya is Mutter to a regular person. Chaleb Chaya is not Usher.
Where it says, Nivela Nami Ishtari. Well, Nivela is also a Mutter for a Hejot, which is what? Melikat the Chatas Oph Le Kohanim.
Interesting. The Havamina was that if you do Malika on a bird, it's now Mutter for Kohen to eat. So you see that there is a concept of Nivela that is Mutter for non Mizbeah.
So Mark says, no. La'olam Chaleb Chaya, Le Hejot, that's considered Hutter Mechlolo, with the Kashma Kohanim.
Kohanim is not Mutter from them.
Kohanim, Yishufa Gavoa for
something. That's, they get it from the Mizbeah. It's Mutter Lagabe Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then they get it from there. But there's no side by a hedge joke that makes the Vela Mutter.
Malika in the base of Midrash is not the Vela Vela. That's just the Malika equals the Shrita in the base of Midrash. If you shat the bird in the base of Midrash, it's no good. Right?
So, I don't. No, right, I'm saying, in the base of Midrash,
I'm saying, it's in the Vela, not the Vela. It's not like it's an Isra Nevela with a Heter. It's a Mutter because that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Right.
Okay. So now the Gemara. Sorry?
Right! It's not Nevela.
I mean, it's Nevela with a Heter. It's not Nevela.
Okay. So the Gemara then says, okay, I'm going to learn. We just learned that in three cases. The Gemara is now going to bring a fourth case. Right? The Gemara is going to ask why the Torah had to be marved by Shrutzim, that if you melted down the Shrutzim, it's the same. And you drank it, it's considered you ate them. Why couldn't they learn Shratzim from Chaleb Chametz and Nevela? Gemara says, we have a brisa in the Bukhoros, which we'll see in approximately 26 to 28 days.
Right?
Bukhoros. Okay. Sanya, learning a brisa by Tumah Shratzim. The Pasuk says, the full Pasuk is, Ela Hatimeyim Lachem, Nechola Sharet, Nechola Nogei, Behem, Bemosam, Yitro, Ada Arab. These are the Tamei. So it says, hey, hatimei with the hey. What's the hey there? That's the esor siron. That's the aser there siron, which I guess would be their liquids that come out. The rotvan, the kipashelahen. It's their siron, their fat. The rotvan, which is some sort of liquid gravy that comes out from their meat. The kipashelahen. Those are these little pieces of meat. So lovely, why do I need that? Why is it hard to tell me that if they melted them and drink them? Right, it said their tziron, right, and their rotzvon. Ligmar mehane, learn shrutzim from Rabbi Yav from chaylev and chametz and nevela. And we'll say, what's the mamatzino? Just like chaylev and chametz and nevela, there are surim b'achila, and there are also surim b'shtia. I'll also bring the shrutzim and aser b'achila, and it's aser b'shtia. No, not like you. Yeah, not like you. Not like you. I think it's both, but I hear your point. I guess maybe you'll learn out. Right, maybe you'll learn out. Well, we're talking about sherets, that's what's happening. But maybe you'll learn out that whatever the halach is applied by the solid item, applied by the liquid item. I think the reboy is that. Right, just say that, just, okay, so they can learn out. Just like the chametz and the nevela and the chalev, the liquid item is the same isra as the solid item, so to learn it out by the sherets. If the liquid item is the same isra as the solid item. So where's the tzrichi? No, I need it. Dilo kasa rachmana, maybe we'll learn it out here. Dilo kasa rachmana, had the Torah not written by the shrutzim that the liquefied form is also usur, and you just would learn that from the binyan of chaylev chametz and nevela, havamina, I would say, daya lavom and adilash kanidon. If you didn't have daya, you're learning shrutzim from there, ma hasa by chaylev chametz and nevela, it's adi ikzayas. The violation only comes into effect if you had a kazayis. Av hachanami, so too over here, by the shrutzim, you see that you're not chayiv. Here's talking about the chila, I think. You're not chayiv for the chila, ad ikazayis, until it's a kazayis. But we know that the isser of achila shrutzim is what? Achila shrutzim is ka'adasha. That's what Mar Mi'ila says. It's a smaller shear than a kazayis.
That's why the Torah has to write the issue by Shratzim, because otherwise you'd have the wrong shear, Legabe Shratzim. So the Gemara says, okay, so Litha Rachmana B'Shratzim, write the issue by Shratzim, Vilesu Hanach, and all these other three will come from Shratzim. Vilegruminayu. So the Gemara says, no, Ma Mishum Litzrachim, Mishum the Eagle and Mefra from Mala Shratzim, Shekain to Masom B'Mashu. No, Shratzim are more chamor. But Shratzim, you also get Tuma B'Mashu. Rashi says, Shekain to Masom B'Isuron, the Isser on Shratzim, that they are more chamor, and that their shear is a mashal. So since you see the Torah is machmer by Shratzim, we would say that maybe because of that, due to that chumrah, the Torah is also machmer on them as having a liquid item. Therefore, it has to be written by all four. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring more Isurim, where we say that the liquid that sort of comes out from them, their din is like the solid item, and the Gemara is going to learn from where, going to teach us where we learned these dinim from. So, the Hadassanya, we have the following verse that says, Hatevel, right, these are peros that you haven't taken Shumas and Maishas off of them. The Hefadosh, right, this is before the Hakravas are Omer. The Hekesh, and peros Hekesh, that liquids come out from them. The Hashvias, Shvita fruits. The Kalayim, Kalayikarim, Hula, and all of them, Mashkin Hayotzim Han Kamosan, right, the Mashkin that come out from them are like them, and therefore they're Aser. Minalan, where do we know this? Where do we know from all these items? So the chit table, the gemara hanach, maybe we'll learn that from the binyan av, from the other ones, from chelev, chametz, and nevela. So we say, no, we can't learn. But ma'ala hanach, just like chelev, chametz, and nevela, shekein, isur habame, eva pavu. Those are isurim that come by themselves. They're not man-made isurim. They are sort of Torah-made isurim. Right? She says, shekein, isurim habame, eva pavu. B'teinach l'melef minayu, so you can learn from them, Hevel, the Chados, the Shvi, the Kai Kerem. Those items, Rashi claims, are also Hefame Elav. I don't know how that works by, Kai Kerem. Kai Kerem, you have to mix them together. Aval Hekesh lo asu minayu. The Kai Kerem comes from above. So Kai Kerem, Hekesh doesn't come from human input. Human has to impact the item. So Hekesh won't be able to learn from these items. Like, that's more questions. Tena, Hechad Isra Bame Elav. But Hechad Elav Isra Bame Elav in Olin. So the Hekesh according to Rashi, Tosis has asked my question, that includes Klai Kerem. So the Hekesh according to Rashi, it's not an Isser Habam Elav. I have to impart the Hekesh into the item. I don't know this necessarily. There are some Hekesh that are Me'elav, but before it's automatic. Right? Bikurim is automatic. But you're saying it's not. So Gamrinam Bikurim, from that, we learn out that the Mashkin that come out from Hekesh are also, you violate Me'elav, yes, if you eat it, we learn it out, Me Din Bikurim, the Din of Bikurim. You're going to see by Bikurim that the mashkim that come out have the same din as the solid. So too, by Peros Hekdesh, the mashkim that come out have the same din. And Bikurim is also a case of any Surim Bama Elav. I guess because you have to be mafresh them, and you have with your Dibur. I guess you have to impart some, you have to take a step also. Then the Gemara says, so therefore you have things that are not mafresh me Elav, and still nevertheless the liquid is also like the solid. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Bikurim Gufayu Minalan. Well, how do I know that Bikurim is going to apply to it? I can't learn out Bikurim from Chelev, Sheretz, and Leila, because it's not Yisrael Bama'ila. It says, no, the Tani Rav Yossi. There's a Braisa from, Rav Yossi says, Gemara in Eruf and Nachi Aleph. The Pasuk by Bikurim says as follows, V'lakachta me'reishas kol priya adama she'tavi me'artzufa asher Hashem l'techa no'sein lof v'santa b'tena. So it's like, V'lakachta me'reishas kol pri. The pri. So you see, pri atamevi, you bring the fruit for Bikurim, V'atamevi mashkin. You don't bring the liquid as Bikurim. Christ continues, but hevi anavim. What if you did? You brought your grapes to the Azara. V'darchon. And someone trampled on them. And the juice came out. Right? Minayin. How do you know that nevertheless you were still yotze the mitzvah of Bikurim? Talmud lomar. It says, asher tavi me'artzefa. So the word tavi, they're saying, is extra. Because it could have simply just written, Asher me'artzefa, right? Because you know you're bringing it. L'kachta me'rish kol priya adama, asher me'artzefa. What's asher tavi me'artzefa? So tavi says, the extra word tavi is miyusar, and that comes to teach me that even if you brought it to the Zara, and if you squeezed it out, they still have the same kedushas bikurim, and therefore, and if you had zar, v'bichayev, bis and chomish, we're getting hanah from them. So you see that the juice equals the solid, and we're going to learn out hekdesh from bikurim. So wait a second. I don't learn out the din of Hekesh from Bikurim, but I can say as follows. Ikla Mepra, I can mess up the Levon. Ma le Bikurim, Shekain to Unim, Kriya. Bikurim have other chumras. Number one, you have to read the parsha of Rabbi Abadavi, right? And Hanacha. Also, you have to place them down on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. So these are two extra chumras that apply to Bikurim that don't apply to other Hekesh, so maybe you can't learn Hekesh from Bikurim. So the Gemara says, all right, Enoch Nami, the din for Hekesh that the liquids are just as usher is Ela Gomer Bitruma. You're learning it out from Truma. Just like we find that the liquids of Truma are close, are like the salads, so to Hekesh, the liquids that come out are like the salads. So, Truma Gufa Minolan. Where do I learn this din by Truma? Truma Gufa Minolan. This is the Itchis to Bikurim. Because Truma, it has a Hekesh to Bikurim. So you can have Dabra Halom in the Hekesh, closer Halom in whatever. Which is called the fifth paragraph of Zvachim. Utruma Gufa Minolan, the Itchis to Bikurim. The Amar Mar, we have a Bryson, the Elon of Tesvav. Again, the Pasuk says, by the eating the Maisha Shani in the Karchin, the Pasuk says, Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, b'aychad anachab t'rosh b'sharecha, b'choros b'choros b'chorecha, b'tzonecha, b'chol l'derecha shatidor, b'nvosecha, trumas yadecha. For trumas yadecha, the Pasuk says, elu bikurim. So the Pasuk by trumas yadecha is talking about the bikurim. The bikurim are also called truma. So once the Torah calls bikurim truma, that is the hekesh between truma and bikurim, and we'll learn this din from bikurim. Just like bikurim, the liquids are Asr like the salads, so too by Truma, the liquids are Asr by salads, and we'll learn Hekesh from Truma. So the Gemara says, no, wait a second. Mala Truma has a chiyuv with an extra chumra. Mala Truma, shekein chayavim of Misa, v'chomish. If you did it, if Hazar ate it amazing to chayav Misa, if you did it b'shogig, you have to pay the Karen and a chomish. So maybe that's the, because of that chumra, the liquids are also Asr. Who says that to them by Hekesh? Ela gomar mitarvayu. You learn it out from both of them. You learn it out from both Truma and Bikurim, and that's how you learn about Hekesh. Gemara says, no. Mala Truma Bikurim, Shekin Chayavin Lei Misa, the Chomish. Bikurim and Truma both had that Chomer of Misa and Chomish. So the Gemara says, Ela Asya mi Truma b'chamei Hanach, o mi Bikurim b'chamei Hanach. Basically, you can learn it out from Truma and one of the Chameitz Chayla and Sheretz, or learn it out from Truma and one of the Chameitz Chayla, and if you combine those together, you can get to Hekesh. How does that work? Mitzvah v'chaminach. Rashi says chametz on nevela. The tip harach the malach shuma shekein misa. You get shuma has misa where hekesh doesn't. Nevela tochil. There's no misa. And man on nevela shekein israf bamei elav, which comes by itself. Shuma yochil. It doesn't come by itself. So he says the father didn't has a sad shavah to him. What's the sad shavah that they are surin hein atman and the mashner are also usher kamosan atmani avias elu. I'll bring all these other ones. Not just hekesh. I'll bring all these other items. Those are usher with the liquids as well. Okay. So now that we've learned Truma and Bikurim, now that we've learned Truma from Bikurim, right? We learned Truma from Bikurim, the Gabi, the liquids that come out from them. So what is the machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the following Mishnah? There's a Mishnah in Trumos, Perikin Alf Mishnah base, that talks about mashkim of other types of pears of Truma that are not olives or grapes. Not olives or grapes. And the liquid that comes out from them, the Mishnah says the din is like the machlokas, but the liquid that comes out from these items is considered to be like the salad. The Hadat Tanan, we have this Mishnah in Shumos. Dvash Tmarim, the honey that comes out from the dates. The Yain Tafukim, or the liquid, the wine that comes out from apples. The Chomet Sis Banim Yos, it's the liquid that comes out from these types of the winter grapes. Right? What? Okay? Right? The liquid that comes out from the vinegar, from the winter grapes, and these items are all truma. Shar mine perish of truma, all other perish of truma, and the liquid, what's stored with the liquid? So Rabbi Lezer b'chayav karen l'chomish. Rabbi Lezer says if a zar eats it, right b'shogeg, you have to bring the karen l'chomish. Rabbi Shua poter, he says, no, there's no chomish here, because they don't have the kedusha of truma. So b'may peligi, basically, what's Rabbi Shua saying? The liquid is like the solid, and if you violate the solid, you should violate the liquid. Why here is it different from these other payers? So Gemara says, "V'dumi no, the okibas kamipni." Their machlokas is with God made when it comes to a limud. If you learn something about Xavier Shavar, Binyanav, do we say "dumi no umina"? You learn from the learning A from B. So you learn from B, and you take all the halachas about B as well. Or you say no, learn from B, and now move it back to A, and keep it limited to the halachas with God A. So. Once you learn from it, you learn completely from it. You learn everything from there. And therefore what? Ma bikurin, mashna yotzim kamo. So just like bikurin, any liquid that comes out is chayiv like the solid. Af trumanami, mashna yotzim hem kamo. Everything that comes out from the truma as well umina, and you'll learn out from there, from Bikurim as well, ma Bikurim afilu shar midnim, just like Bikurim applies to all other fruit items, as opposed to just, it's not limited to grapes and olives, af trumanami, even truma as well, afilu shar midnim. I don't understand how that works, because I think by truma, those things are only the rabbanon. But Rabbi Shua said, no, it's domi na, learn what you need to learn from there. So you learn that liquid, it applies to liquids, and now pull it back to where we are. Pull it back to truma. Ma bikurin mashna yotzim ehen kamosan, the liquids that come out are like it. Ah, truma, so for truma, the mashna yotzim ehen kamosan, the mashna are similar. But for oki basra, now pull it back to its original place. What's the original place? The original place is truma. And by truma, it's mashkin the kadoshim of truma. Which are what? Only mashkin, the only mashkin of the kadosh within truma is tiros v'yitzer, is wine and olive oil, midiachwin alo, not other things. So af mashkin yotzim hen kamosan. So those are the liquids that are the same thing that comes out. What are the liquids that come out? That is going to be the, only the wine and the olive oil in has the din of kedushas truma, because it only applies to grapes and the olives, midiachwin alo, but mashkin from other payers would not have the din of truma. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah and they're going to ask who does this Mishnah in accordance with the whose Shita is this Mishnah like. But it's not learning the Mishnah, A may be Bikurim Mashke. You may not bring Bikurim from the liquid that comes out. Ella Hayotzim and Azesim and Oven. You're going to bring Bikurim from that which comes out from the olives and the grapes. Money, whose Shita is that? That's Kvit Rabbi Shuihi. That's Rabbi Shuihi. The Amr Domino of Oki Basra. And Gamal Hulu Bikurim Mitruma. He learned it out from Bikurim. But then he pulled it back to Truma. It only applies to olives and grapes, and therefore it only applies to the wine and the olive oil. Next Mishnah, we have another Mishnah that says, Ein Sofkin Es Arbayin. You don't get Malkos for drinking the liquids Mishum Orla. If you drink Orla that was sort of pressed and now you drink it, you don't get Malkos. Ella Al Hayotzim and Azesim in an oven. Only that which comes out from the olives and the grapes. Money, who's that like? That's Rabbi Shuihi, the Amar, who says, Domi Nav Oki Basra, you learn from Bikurim to Truma, and then you just leave it back in Truma, that only applies to olives and grapes, and Gomer Lahu, with Bikurim meets Truma, and Bahadur Maisi Lay, the Orla, pre Bikurim. So he has it for Truma, he learns a Zir Shava pre from Orla, so Orla is like, it's like Truma, and it only applies to the liquids, only apply to the liquids that come out from the olives and the grapes. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.